Western friends. A bishop, I used to sit on a committee in England of the British Council of Churches, and he looked at me once and said, "Patrick, you are a spiritual schizophrenic." And he says, "You come from a Muslim background, you're only a rise Christian." He had been a noted missionary who had written a number of books, but in his later life moved into liberalism. And he said, "You say you love Muslims, but how can you when you want their conversion? You're a mixed up young man." And I remember getting up from the table, walking out. I never went back to that committee or had anything to do with them again. And the rest of the committee just sat there and they looked and said nothing. And I think of where the church is. People like me. You become a Christian, you lose your family. I became a tramp, got arrested by the police. I was fortunate. I think of those who have paid for their obedience to Christ with their lives. They have died. And here are us saying, we become Christians because we meet Christ. I was a Muslim and I encountered Jesus and I'm going to follow him even unto death. And I meet Western Christians who are scratching their heads and saying, "I'm not sure about that." I said recently to a Christian, "Are you telling me I got it all wrong? Wouldn't it have been better if you'd left me in Islam? I'd get to heaven like you do. I wouldn't have lost my family. I wouldn't have gone through all this rigmarole and all the difficulties. But why not leave us alone? Why not?" But you see, we can't leave people alone because Jesus is the only way to God, to heaven, to life, to forgiveness, to eternity. And it's not Jesus is the problem. Perhaps it's many ordinary Christians who have lost it. They don't know who they are, what they are, what they have. And many of you are young. When you're growing up in a new age, the question is, have you got what it takes to be faithful to the Lord, whatever it means, to be faithful to the Word of God, that old-fashioned gospel, to be faithful to Jesus, even unto the end? I didn't mean to preach. You didn't ask me to preach. And it's 8 o'clock. I think it's time either I go home or else you want some questions. What do you think?